Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. I was away. How have you been? I missed you. How are my little queef queefs doing? My little queef nugs. My little queef nugget army. Sorry about missing last week. If you are a member of the Patreon, I have not been missing the Patreon episodes because those are audio only, so I can record those anywhere. So when I'm on the road, I can record Patreons and it doesn't matter. It's just audio only. When I do video, I got to be here at home at the beautiful studio, which is just my office. And I've been traveling so much that I haven't been able to put out an episode. And I'm so sorry. We got a lot to talk about. I'm sorry I missed it. If you are on the Patreon, you heard about my time doing Raven Simone's podcast. Look for that. I talk about what that was like. Got to say, Raven Simone, lovely woman. Great. Didn't know what to expect going in. She was great, fantastic, very funny, very professional, very nice. I don't have anything mean to say about Raven Simone, not that I planned on it, but, you know, I would have told you the truth. If she was like Ellen 2.0, I would have let you know. I'd say stay away from the Raven, but she was great. She was fantastic. I talked about that. There have been a couple episodes on my Patreon. Join over there if you're missing episodes and you're like, God, I missed this week. I wish she was releasing an episode. I'm always there on Patreon. You have a lot of episodes to catch up on. I think there's like 73 bonus episodes uploaded. So lots of backlogged content for you. That's patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. I'm also wearing my new merch. I love my new merch so much. I love it. Shirts. Good quality shirts. Comfort Colors is the brand I went with. Good quality. The kind of shirt that doesn't disappear in the wash. Doesn't like break down. You know, some shitty merch shirts you get, the quality is so bad that it disintegrates after 2 washes. It's like there's holes in it. The graphics go away. Not on my shirts, baby. Comfort Colors. And then the hoodies are so fucking nice. It's Champion brand. I love Champion. You know, and hoodies are pricey. It is what it is. But it's good quality, at least. You know what you're getting what you paid for with this. I can't stop wearing my hoodie. It just looks cool, too. So check out the merch on my website, heathershawcomedy.com. Check out the merch. You know, get tickets to my shows. I'm in Westchester this Friday at Uptown Theater. All right, let's get into the show. Enough of the... Oh, and you know, rate and review. Leave a queef, would ya? My little queef nug. A lot has been going on. Lots to talk about. Very excited about this. Because I missed a week, so it's almost like I should be doing this pod bi-weekly. But I'm not bisexual, so I refuse. Biden has ball cancer. This is like old news to you. The news moves so fast that when I'm talking about this, you're going to be like, yeah, catch up, bitch. Mustard, bitch. Biden does have ball cancer. It's aggressive. They're just eating up his balls. Biden balls. It's sad. You know, he's old. I don't know. Here, my thing is like, has this really just been discovered? Did he really just find out he had ball cancer? Or maybe he knew right before he dropped out of the race. Because it seemed like he was pretty staunchly going to run. They were like, this old bastard, this old dinosaur, he can run. And then they probably discovered that he had testicles the size of, you know, softballs, as hard as tennis, as hard as golf balls. And they had to pull him out and put Kamala in there. I don't think it's new. I don't think it's relatively new. They waited till three, four, 5 months into the presidency to be like, by the way, he's got his balls are so aggressively attacked with cancer. We just found out. It's very sad, you know. It's not good to see anybody have cancer. It's, I made a joke on TikTok about it and somebody got really offended. And I was like, hey, newsflash, all of us are going to die from cancer. We can joke about cancer. It's not this taboo subject. You're going to get cancer. If you don't die by a freak accident or a car accident, no one is dying from old age anymore. That's a myth. Do you know anybody that just died in their sleep? But you know, before 2010, like everyone dies from cancer. It's either fentanyl or it's a car accident or it's cancer. Those are your options. In America, please. There's like 4 million types of cancer. You're definitely going to get cancer. I'm going to get cancer. I will definitely get cancer. Am I sad about it? No, it's just that's the American dream. I don't know. I can tell you the last person I've heard of personally who just died from old age. I think that's a myth. I don't think that happens anymore. Maybe Jimmy Carter. But even then, didn't he have like a whole slew of things going on? No cancer, though. No cancer for the Carter. Yeah, Biden's, he has, you know, a little TMI. His team released a statement saying, hey, Biden was diagnosed after he experienced urinary issues. Hey, we don't need to know that. You don't have to tell us the whole story. You don't have to get online and be like, come with me to find out that Joe Biden has ball cancer. So he was having leaky peas. The peas were leaky, or they just weren't coming out. It was like a kinked hose every time he tried to pee, just a little dribble drib. And we took him in. They rooted around down there in the rectal area. Nothing in the rectum. They kept rooting a little bit more northeast. They landed on a ball and they said, holy shit, we found it. You know, it's a little TMI, his team saying all that. We don't need to know about it. But anyways, it's an aggressive form of cancer. Do I think Joe Biden will see the new year? Probably not. You know, probably not. Am I sad? Yeah. I got to be honest, I'm not that sad. Hey, look, I'm not somebody who's big into trusting or liking politicians. There's very few. You know, I will say I'll go on record. I like Andy Beshear before before the institutional Democrats sink their teeth into Beshear. I like him. I think he's a very good front runner candidate for a presidential nominee for 2028. Look for Andy Beshear. He's promising, but at the end of the day, he's a politician. It's very hard to trust these people. But you know, when an older white politician, you know, especially white politician, a guy who lived in the 70s as like a vibrant white man, I don't know. I don't really trust him. It's sad, but I'm not sad about it. He's lived a long life. He's had a lot of tragedy. I'm more sad about the tragedy he's had to deal with. This just seems like appropriate. Any 80-year-old man, you know, it's sad that they have cancer, but it's not surprising, and I'm not like, eh, you know. Prostate cancer is the second most common cancer in men. What's the first? Lung? Some types of cancer are low risk. I don't know. I don't really care to read into it. I really don't. I mean, it's sad. It reminds me of whenever old people get cancer or like old people die. It reminds me of the Sarah Silverman bit where she was talking about how her 90-something-year-old grandma died. And she was like, so naturally, I suspect foul play. And that's what I always think about. It's so funny to just, you know, this is the circle of life. This is what happens. The guy's 80 something years old. He's lived a very long life, very successful career. He was president of the United States, probably at a time that he wished he was a little bit younger to be president, but he did it, you know. It's just, this is what happens when you get past your 80s in America. You know, he's been eating American food forever. You know, he seems like he was a fit guy, even though he was falling off of bicycles. And this is just what happens. And Trump is 78, and that's just what's going to happen to Trump. Now, Trump will probably be somebody who lives well into his 90s because God's not real. and, you know, only the good die young, which is why Biden and Trump are still around. You know, Kennedy, gone. Although Carter lasts a while. Maybe he was evil. You know, Trump will be somebody that's 105 years old, and you're like, you just won't die. But yeah, I don't think Biden will see the end of the year. Who do you think goes first, Biden or Bieber? I mean, let's be real. Don't get mad at me for saying stuff like this, by the way, because it's very real. These conversations are real. No one around Bieber is telling him, hey, you don't want to die before Joe Biden and his ball cancer does. That's embarrassing. No one in Biden, in Bieber's camp, I feel like, is sitting him down and being like, hey, bud, you're going to die. You're doing fent folds on stage with SZA. You're going to die soon. But this is a very real conversation that I hope somebody around him is having with him. I know that he's, you know, your money train and signs your paychecks, metaphysically. But, you know, the gravy train is about to come to a complete end if you don't get that guy help soon. He was on stage with SZA, not Biden. Biden was offered to be on stage with SZA, and he said, no, I don't want me and my balls to overshadow you, SZA. And I don't know if you know this, but Joe Biden's rap name is Rocka Papa. So he was like, I can't be up there acting as Rocka Papa up there with SZA. It just, in another life. No, it was Bieber who was on stage with SZA at her Grand National Tour with Kendrick Lamar. I think they do a thing where they both do sets and then they come out and do songs together, I think. It's like a co-headlining tour. It's very smart. I love it. I mean, I'm team Kendrick Lamar forever, and I like SZA. I don't love her. I don't understand what she's saying in her song, so it's hard for me to relate to anything. I'm like, I mean, this sounds like I'm listening to Simlish, but yeah. So last Friday, he made an appearance. Justin Bieber made an appearance with SZA. It wasn't looking good. I don't know if you've seen this video. Stop this podcast. Go pull up the video on TikTok. If you don't have TikTok, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know. Go to Reels. Go to YouTube. I don't know what to tell you. TikTok's the easiest. TikTok is like, if you wanted to look at something, a video, it'd be like going to Google and it giving you a way faster result than Google would. Just cut out the middleman. Go to TikTok. But go look up Bieber, SZA. I forget what song they're performing. Snooze. That's the song. You know, and there's a lot of different commentary about what's going on. Bieber is clearly on drugs. Okay, now I say this as a drug connoisseur, not that I've ever done downers, because that's what Bieber's on. To me, I gotta say, okay, as somebody who's watched every single episode of Intervention, I know that doesn't make me a drug expert, but listen, I've studied these people. I've also dabbled in drug use, nothing heavy like heroin or, especially not downers. When I was doing drugs, I was doing uppers. I mean, why would I want to take a nap? You know, I want to be up. I want to be up. Give me the Coke. Give me the Molly. But I was never into downers, so I am not a downer connoisseur, but I have two eyeballs and a good brain, so I can tell what the fuck is going on. I've also literally watched every episode of Intervention. Intervention has like 24 seasons, and there's more seasons in Canada. I've watched all of them too. I know a drug addict when I see one, okay? And I don't mean to say this lightly, but from what I can surmise from looking at that video of Justin Bieber, he's on downers. People want to say he's doing a fent lean, a fent fold. It's not as dramatic as a fent fold. I don't really think he's on fentanyl. I think that's that just seems like a wildly dangerous drug to fuck around with. And I can't even see anybody around Bieber condoning that or even like, you know, I don't know. To me, it screams either a mixture of Molly or pills, some kind of downer pills. I don't know what, some kind of opiate. When you watch the video, he is kind of losing himself in the music way more so than somebody performing in an arena should be or does usually. Bieber is a professional. He's been performing since he was like 16 in arenas, maybe even younger. So he knows how to perform in front of an arena of people. He was losing himself. His eyes were closed. It wasn't like, ooh, this song's so good, I'm just going to lose myself in the music. It's like, I am swimming on a different planet right now. I see Xanax dolphins swimming around me. He's borderline nodding out. He's kind of folding over. It's not as dramatic as a Fentlein. A Fentlein are those videos you see of people, which it's very impressive to me. I don't know how the human body does it, but when you're on fentanyl, you're nodding out so badly that the top half of your body is folded over, but the bottom half of your body knows to keep you up. I don't understand how that works. If there's anybody who is super well versed in this, it's amazing to me that the human body can half of you nod out and the other half can be like, but we got to stay up. Because I would think if you're nodding out, your legs are folding, you're on the ground. But there's this fent fold that happens where you just kind of hunch over and the rest of your body knows to keep you standing. It's kind of amazing. Because if you were to just fall asleep somewhere, your body would just drop. You know, so it's not as bad as a fent fold. It's certainly the work of opiates here. Bieber's eyes are barely open, even when he's singing, even when he's not. There's a part where SZA walks over to Justin and kind of grabs his face. Now, a lot of people want to romanticize this online and say, oh my God, SZA, she's looking out for him. She's grabbing him. She's saying, here I am, boo. You're safe with me. You're going to be... That is not what's happening. That's not what's happening here. What's happening is SZA's like, hey, bitch, wake the fuck up in a nice performative way. She's not going to like push the guy and be like, hey, get the fuck... Snap the fuck out of it. You're on stage in an arena performing the song with me, bitch. She's doing it in a way that's like, hey, remember, you're on stage. Just kidding. Wake up, monkey. Start dancing. You can say it's a caring caress if you want, but it's more so that SZA is a professional who knows, you know, it's like if Beyonce had to wake somebody up out of a fucking nod on stage, she wouldn't make it obvious that she was doing it, but she'd be doing it in her own way and it would be effective. That's what SZA's doing. It may come from a place of caring, but it's mostly from a place of, girl, we got to finish the song. You got to figure this. Get the fuck together, white kid. And so he kind of wakes up when she touches his face, and then he starts. This is why I think there may be some Molly or something in his system. He starts like kissing her hand. Like, you know, when I've been on Molly, that's what you want to do. Everything feels nice. Her hand on his face must have felt so nice. He's like kissing her hand and rubbing up on her hand like a fucking dog, while still kind of out of it and still coming to. It's a very scary video, but yeah, he kind of returns and kind of finishes his thing. He's kind of dancing. I mean, he's dancing like somebody that's super fucked up. And just trying to keep it together, but maybe not even trying. You know, he's just he's out of it. His eyes are barely open. He's just kind of really high. You know, I don't think it's just Molly. Maybe it's not any Molly. I've never been on downer pills, opiates. I've never done any of that, so I can't speak to it. So if anybody out there is, I'm not a fed, I don't care. If anybody out there knows more about how opiates make you feel, when it comes to like, if somebody were to touch you, would you be like, what? I don't know. He's not looking good. And there is a weird, you know, you look at him out in public, he's gaunt. He looks like, you know, if it wasn't Justin Bieber and he had a little less clean clothes on, the type of clothes he wear, if he was outside of a gas station, you'd be like, oh fuck, this guy's not well. You know what I mean? He's got that like drug addict, borderline homeless, unwell look to him. You don't look at Justin Bieber and think that guy's doing well, you know? And it's honestly amazing that he can function at any level. He's going to hockey games to see his Maple Leafs lose. He's going to perform with SZA. He's, you know, he's out in public. I mean, it is kind of impressive. He has a kid somewhere. I don't know if that kid exists anymore. Does anybody know if that kid exists? Where is that kid? How old is that kid by now? He's got to be at least 6 months. I don't know what's going on with that baby. You never see him. I don't want to see the baby. I'm glad they're keeping the baby away. But also, like, can we also keep the baby away from his parents? One of the parents is obviously on opiates. I mean, he's like one bad day away from mainlining heroin. Can we keep that away from the baby? And then you've got Hailey Bieber, who has no back. I mean, I just can't see Hailey Bieber doing anything because she's terrified. To me, Hailey Bieber seems somebody that'd be terrified of divorce. terrified of pissing off the person that she's stalked for years and got to marry. You know, you don't want to, you know, this is like her big fish she landed. She's not going to piss him off. She's not going to jeopardize losing that. So she's going to go along with it. And that's terrifying. His parents are nowhere to be seen. These are the same parents who handed him over to P. Diddy when he was a child and said, have at him. Hey, as long as you make him famous, play with any hole you want. And this is what happens. I mean, this is, it's also like, this is a tale as old as time and nothing fucking changes. It's so fucking crazy. From, like, just think from the 70s to now, all of the child stars that we've witnessed that have succumbed to addiction because of abuse in the industry, and nothing happens. I mean, I know Aaron Carter never reached the level of success that Justin Bieber has, but he's a good example. He never really fully recovered from the industry. You know, and it never ends. It never ends. I mean, you look at Amanda Bynes, she's lost her mind. And it's not her fault. But it's a story that never fucking ends. You know what I mean? When it's not Bieber, it'll be the next one. I think the Rizzler, when that guy's older, when he's a fucking 30-year-old, he's going to be snorting coke nonstop and being like talking about the glory days of being the Rizzler with the Costco guys. I mean, I can already see that, you know? Everybody who talks about the Rizzler, I'm like, this is just going to be a creepy 30-year-old in a basement doing coke at 4 a.m. with 18-year-old girls talking about his heydays. Give it 15 years, that's where he's going to be. So, yeah. It's sad, but this is, you know, this is what P. Diddy has done and other people in the industry for sure. And this is the result you get. And it's also just like, you know, people want to say SZA was so great for whole, like kind of comforting him and holding him and making sure he got through that song. And it's also like, can we be fucking real? SZA had him out because that would have been huge. I mean, if SZA really cared about the well-being of Justin Bieber, she probably would have said, like, bro, you sit this one out. I think you need help. But no, instead, she paraded his high ass on stage. Now, did she know that he was going to be high? Maybe not, but you look at that guy. When is he sober? When he's sleeping? You know what I mean? That guy clearly is high all the time. I mean, maybe the priority should be, hey, so cool that you want to come on stage with me and perform, but I'm really worried about you. Now, I don't know how close SZA is with Justin Bieber, but I think that she was close with Mac Miller. And I think that she's seen this, you know, she's seen this movie. She knows how it ends. And once again, she just has this high motherfucker out on stage parading around because he's Justin Bieber. And, you know, that'd be fun and iconic. But it's like, at what point does it just become like enabling? I don't know. Oh, maybe we'll go with SZA had no idea. Maybe she doesn't know Justin Bieber that well. Maybe it was just like, yeah, Justin wants to come out and do snooze with you. And she's like, fuck yeah, I love Justin. And she had no idea the state of this man and how he would be on stage. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. But if she knew it all, which, I mean, if I know, if you know how bad his drug addiction is, then she's got to really know. I mean, she's in the industry. She hears the shit. She knows people that know Bieber. She knows Bieber. You know? It's kind of hard for to give her the complete benefit of the doubt and think that she was just completely oblivious. But who knows? It's not her problem to solve. It's just kind of like, oh, you could have, you know, it feels a little exploitative. That's what I'm saying. Feels like you're exploiting somebody at their lowest who can't really, I mean, not that it's a bad thing he's out there performing, but he's out there performing high as balls. I hope he doesn't die soon. Everybody's going to be blamed. But the shelf life of Bieber at this rate, people don't really, you don't see old heroin addicts. You don't see old coke heads. You may see people that got into coke late in life, but you certainly don't see somebody who's been doing opiates for, you know, 20 years and just living life, you know. These people die. These people OD. Or they, you know, end up in prison or they, you know, I don't think Justin Bieber would ever end up in prison. I'm saying he. I definitely see Justin Bieber dying at this rate. Again, don't get mad at me for saying it. I'm just, this is the truth. We need to be real. We need to live in reality. At the rate he's going, I don't know how you live another year like this. And he's very gaunt and he's not well. But I just hope that he has somebody in his circle that isn't just a complete yes man that can get him the help he needs. Who knows who that is? I was going to talk about, we'll talk about, let's talk about Diddy and Kid Cudi. Because that was crazy. I've been kind of keeping up with the Diddler trial. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Day one, it was Cassie on the stand being like, I had an escort piss in my mouth. And I was like, maybe I should take a break from this. I don't know how much information I want. I don't know how much information I want to hear about this. It's dark shit. You look at Justin Bieber and you're like, that kid has been through shit. You look at Justin Bieber in 2010 when he was hanging out with Diddy. He was a baby. And to think like anything sexual was happening to that little child is really, really dark. I don't think they've gotten into anything with underage. I don't know if they ever will, to be honest, in this trial. But Kid Cudi got out there. Kid Cudi testified at Diddy's trial about Diddy. Diddy is basically Joker. He's the Joker. It's fucking crazy. So Kid Cudi alleges that Diddy threatened him and was behind a Molotov cocktail attack that damaged his porch, all because Diddy was dating Cassie, Combs' ex. Dude, that's psychotic shit. So apparently, Combs was also involved in a break-in at Kid Cudi's home. And so what happened because Kid Cudi was started to date Cassie, and Diddy was like, that's my bitch that I wish I was, that I also abused because I'm mad at her for being a woman, because I wish I was a woman. I'm gay. That kind of shit. So Kitty says that, Kitty, Kid Cudi. I'm going to call him Kitty. So my little kitty. Hello, kitty. You got a little Molotov cocktail in your car? Kid Cudi says the first happened December 2011 when Kid Cudi said he got a frantic call from Cassie, who said that the Diddler found out they were seeing each other. So then Kitty testified that he took Cassie to a hotel for safety. Kitty. I'm calling him Kitty. Get on board. So Kitty took Cassie, Kitty and Cassie, sitting in a tree. No R-A-P-I-N-G happening with them. Okay. Kitty took Cassie to a hotel for safety and then got a call from a mutual friend who said that the Diddler was inside Kitty's house. So then Kitty gets in his car, drives to his home, calling Diddler on the phone. I mean, this sounds like a fun little Dr. Seuss poem I'm saying right now. I'm just telling you the story. So then the Diddler answers and Kitty goes, bitch, are you in my house? And then Combs says he just wants to talk. And he said, I just want to talk. I'm over here waiting for you. So then Kitty arrives at his house. Kid Cudi arrives at his house. His cameras, his security cameras are facing the wrong way. There's unopened Christmas presents for his family that have been rifled through in his house. His dog was also locked in the bathroom and was acting jittery and on edge. This man can hurt animals. He is a true psychopath. I know that hitting women is a sign of psychopathy. It is. But when you can hurt an animal, you are fucking unforgivable. Whatever they did to that dog. Kitty also told the report that his car was bombed with a Molotov cocktail right after his, shortly after his relationship with Cassie ended, January 2012. He got a call. Kitty got a call from his dog sitter who said, hey, your car's on fire. So he came home. He found a hole cut out in the roof of his Porsche and an explosive inside. And his fucking Porsche was charred. I mean, that's fucked. And there was somebody that threw a Molotov cocktail. Imagine getting bullied by P. Diddy. Ew. That sucks. That fucking sucks. It's crazy that none of this went super reported or like was an investigator like Diddler never, you know, like this was 2012. I mean, this man's been terrorizing people in the industry for a long fucking time. 13 years ago this happened. That's fucking crazy. And it's all just coming out now. What is happening now that we're going to find out in 15 years? Yikes. Watch out. The Rizzler, he better be, somebody keep the Rizzler safe. What else happened on the stand? The jury also heard from makeup artist Myla Morales, who told the court that she feared for her life after witnessing Cassie with a black eye, split lip, and knots in her head on one occasion. Yeah. Yeah, he's beating people up left and right. A lot of women. He doesn't like women. When guys hate women, it's because they're gay. And they hate their, or they just hate their mom. But most of the time, it's because they're mad they can't be them, so they beat them up. Yeah, it's just really dark stuff. Kid Cudi was cool. He showed up smoking a cigarette, you know, outside the courthouse, rolled up smoking a cig, you know, ripping darts, about to testify on Diddler. It's got to feel good 12, 13 years later after being terrorized by this fucking freak, this baby oil freak, to show up at his trial and get to take stand and get to really tell everybody what really happened. Because, you know, when you're being terrorized by a mogul of the industry like P. Diddy, who has popular part, I mean, this is 2012 at this point. P. Diddy was still high on his fucking horse, having his white parties. He was the man. He just knew everybody. He could do whatever he wanted. You know, it's got to feel incredibly isolating. And then to show up on that person's trial and get to tell everybody the truth of what happened when you have pictures of proof. You know what I mean? There's no reason for Kid Cudi to lie. You know, if anything, if they were scared of the Diddler, they wouldn't be going out there and testifying or telling the truth fully. So, you know, it's got to feel good for Kid Cudi, little kitty kit, to get out there and finally say the truth about what happened. And to just watch this old fucking freaky fart sitting there with his gray ass fucking hair, no hair dye, like a fucking loser, you know, it's got to feel good. You know, imagine if you're in love with someone right now, imagine their ex terrorizing you, you know, and for so long you had to hold it inside. And then finally you get to show up to their fucking trial and talk shit on them in a respectful way about all the shit they did to you and your now ex, but the person you loved, you know. Interesting stuff. And it's gotta be a little terrifying to testify against a monster, you know? But good for Kitty. And, you know, once again, do we need any more proof that P. Diddy is a complete fucking psychopath monster? You know, for Halloween one year, he went as the Joker and he looked just like Heath Ledger. I mean, he got whitewashed. You know, he put on his clown makeup. He really just looked like any other white dude that was about to shoot up a movie theater. It was really impressive. But that's foreshadowing. If that's not anything, that's foreshadowing. I'm not really paying too close of attention because I just want to keep my sanity a bit. There's a lot of dark stuff. This is still dark. I mean, Molotov cocktails and terrorizing dogs. Who the fuck knows what he did to that dog? Like, dude, it's just, and this isn't even near the worst of it. I mean, this is not even touching into sexual assault and what they did to underage people, what he did to people that were not consenting. Like, this is just like, oh, this psycho threw a fucking bomb through a hole in my car he cut out and then threw a bomb into. Like, that's fucking nuts. Yikes. How are you on the jury and going like, this guy, he's got to be innocent, right? This got to be a lie. Who's Kid Cudi? All right, let's get into our ad. You know him, you love him. It's Lucy Brown, baby. Love him so much. My favorite coffee. Every week, because I'm a part of their subscription service, every single month, not week, that'd be too much coffee. Every single month, I get a new bag of coffee sent straight to my fucking door. I don't have to go out and buy coffee again for my French press, for my drip coffee. I got a coffee maker. I got a French press. I got a mocha pot. That shit's running all the time. I don't have to go buy coffee anymore because I have Lucy Brown's coffee subscription and it is a lifesaver, a time saver. I love it so much. And where else am I going to be introduced? When else am I going to be introduced? How else will I be introduced to great coffee the way that I'm being introduced to great coffee roasters through Lucy Brown's coffee subscription? It's fantastic. I highly recommend it if you enjoy drinking coffee. It's so much tastier than the bullshit on the shelves in the grocery store. It's not mass-made bullshit coffee, okay? It's made with love. It's made with care. It's made from small roasters throughout the country. And every bag I get is delicious, I swear. So you enjoy that coffee too. Go to lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. And sign up for their coffee subscription today. All you got to do is fill out the form on their website, and then they'll send you beans straight to your door, baby. Starting at just $20 a month. It's a good deal for a month's worth of coffee, basically. Get with it. $20. Get the fuck with it. And it's delicious coffee. What are you doing? Go to lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. And if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. Again, if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. It's a damn good deal. It's a damn good taste, a bit of coffee. We love Lucy Brown so much. Thank you for sponsoring this show. And if you're in Lexington, Kentucky, stop into their shop. I think they just celebrated 8 years of being, being born? What happens when a company gets created? They've been open for 8 years. They're legit, folks. If you're in Lexington, Kentucky, stop by Lucy Brown Coffee or just hit them up online. Follow on Instagram. Do what you got to do. Show love to Lucy Brown. We love you so much. Thank you for being an OG sponsor of this show.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
JoJo went straight, guys. Oh, you know what? Before I move on, somebody was commenting. Ugh, I don't even know. Someone online was like, Heather, I miss when you do the Gypsy and Britney impression. So let me just throw them out for you now. Oh, Ken! Can you believe this? JoJo Siwa likes dick! That was Gypsy Rose breaking the news to Ken that JoJo Siwa likes dick.
Whoa! Holy shit, girl. JoJo Siwa, now gargling balls. Big British balls.
That was Britney telling you that JoJo Siwa is with a British man, so she might as well still be dating women. Ayo. He is a little gay. I don't know. And here's the thing. It's like a game you play when it's like, is that homeless or is that hipster? You know, when you're in Portland and you're like, I can't tell if that person's homeless or hipster. It's the same thing with British guys. It's like, gay guy or British? You know what I mean? Chris Hughes is his name. Remember they met on Celebrity Big Brother UK. Chris Hughes came to JoJo Siwa's defense when Mickey Rourke inadvertently called her a fag. Kind of funny, kind of not. You know, offensive, but also like, it's Mickey Rourke. Like, his face is melting. Let him have a little joke, you know. It was probably the most exciting thing that happened on that Big Brother fucking set. I don't know what's going on. But JoJo and Chris have fallen for each other? Is that the word? I don't know. I can't imagine that they're, you know, they're going to Pound Town. But maybe they are. Now, this could be all PR, too. This could all really be PR. That was a mouth fart. Anytime I think of JoJo, it just comes right out. Sorry. I can't tell. I don't know why you'd want to do PR if you're a lesbian, though. Like, JoJo's young. She's figuring herself out. A lot of people online at some point were saying that they're like, I'm calling it right now. I can tell JoJo's a trans man. So people are way off. People want to, like, speculate all the time. Now, she's a child. She's 22 years old. Sexually confused, that's totally understandable. Some people know they like dick from birth, you know. Some people know they like vagina from birth. That's me. Some people don't figure it out. Some people are late in life gay people. They just didn't know, which is mind-blowing, but it does happen, you know what I mean? And so for a 22-year-old to not really know, like, if she's not 100% sure where she stands, then this makes sense, you know. And she came out strong with the gay stuff, and maybe she's kind of like, maybe I'm not, because this Chris guy is really nice to me, and his hands are big. He is 32. He's 10 years older than her, and he's now she's going by her government name, Joelle. I didn't even know that was her name. So she's really getting into trad wife territory. She's going by Joelle. She's dating a man. She dumped the dyke she was with. She said, karma's a bitch. I know. And she got with men. It seems like they're dating. It could just be all PR. I don't know why. What does JoJo need PR for? She drives a car that's wrapped in her face. She's her own marketing team. I can't imagine she needs more PR than that. Most people that are online know of JoJo Siwa. I don't know if her star is fading. She's been pretty famous since she was on, what was it, Dance Moms? That one show where that fat lady in a wheelchair would just yell at everybody and she was defrauding the government. God, I love America. That's what our reality stars are. They're just people who defraud the government and then go on reality shows as they're actively defrauding the government, thinking they're not going to get caught. Shout out to Jen Shah, Teresa Giudice, Joe Giudice, Dance Moms lady, Abby Lee Miller. I mean, our country is built on people who are committing wire fraud every day and going on reality TV and pretending they're not. It's really fascinating stuff. Anyways, I digress. JoJo's been in the spotlight for a while. But apparently, you know, she wants to stay up with it. I don't know if her team is getting whiplash. They're like, wait a minute, you were a faggot just 3 weeks ago. What do you mean? You're with Chris Hughes? The guy from Love Island? Maybe Chris is using her. And if he can convince JoJo to either go straight for him or fake a relationship with him, good for him. He's sneaky. Now, I know bisexual people exist. This is what I'm saying. Maybe JoJo's bisexual. You know, maybe she's not just straight or just gay. She's clearly got to be bisexual at this point. I'm still holding out hope that she turns into a trans man, because that's what a lot of people hypothesized online, and I think that's very funny that at 30 years old, JoJo has lost all relevance, and she just comes out, and she's like, well, I'm Daryl now. I think that'll be good, and then she can reignite her relationship with Chris Hughes. They can come back. Man-on-man love, you know. The Dance Mom star couldn't help but gush over Chris. Hey, yo. What is that, a squirt? Is that a squirt statement? What are you saying? She's squirting for Chris? Chris also seems a little gay. I'm not going to lie, but he's British, so it's really hard to tell. I don't know. JoJo Siwa couldn't help. This is coming from E! Online, by the way. So this is like people. This is like publicity churning out. I mean, this is just a PR team's statement on it all. So this is not really real life, but whatever. It says, basically, this is JoJo's and Chris's team okaying this article. So, like, this is what they want you to think and know. So, JoJo Siwa couldn't help but gush over Chris. Weird choice of words there. Saying her relationship with him is going great. They used gushed again. That's crazy. Christopher is my favorite thing to talk about. She gushed to E! News. I shouldn't call him a thing. He's my favorite person to talk about. She keeps gushing over this guy. Everywhere elsewhere in the interview, the 22-year-old showed a photo of Chris on her phone, to which the host revealed that is a forehead kiss. No, it's not. Oh, God, I really don't care. Guys, I can't even pretend to care about this. I can't even pretend to give a flying fuck about Chris Hughes kissing Joelle Siwa's forehead and an E! Online reporter going, oh, my God, that's a forehead kiss. You guys must be gushing and squirting. Do you think that JoJo has ever... I shouldn't even ask that. I know she's of age, but it still feels weird to ask if JoJo's ever come. I mean, she doesn't seem like somebody who comes. Come on, I'm in. JoJo's cheeky words about the 32-year-old came shortly after he fanned the flames of dating rumors with a PDA-filled Instagram post. God, I don't care about this at all. I just realized. I mean, this is... What do I care? This looks like these pictures of them, by the way, because he's 32 and she's 20. What is she, 22 or 23? She's 22. So there's a 10-year age gap there, which is fine. It's Hollywood. Weirder things have happened. Ask Justin Bieber. It just looks like a brother cuddling with his special needs sister. This photo I'm looking at, they're both laying down. He's on his back. on a couch and she's cuddled into his arms, but she looks special needs. It's special needs Siwa. And he's looking down in her, laying on his chest, and he's like, oh, she can't eat on her own. This little special needs Siwa. She loves Paw Patrol. You know, it doesn't look like love. It just looks creepy. JoJo celebrated her 22nd birthday May 19th, so she's freshly 22. Again, gushed in her May 21st post. E! Online, stop saying she's gushing. It's too much, and you're using the same verb over and over again. You need to get better journalists. I know that this is requiring the basic of journalists, but you're using the same verb over and over, and it's an icky one. Stop saying she's gushing. This is going to be the episode title. Joelle Siwa gushing. I that can't be it. I mean, I'm going to get sued. That's crazy. I might do it. This year's birthday week was more magical than anything. JoJo gushed in her own May 21st post. Full of surprises, family time, performing, chilling, laughing, loving, smiling, and good meaningful cries. Why are you crying on your birthday? Did he show you his penis, finally? Meanwhile, JoJo's ex, Kath Ebbs, confirmed their relationship with the dancer. Confirmed their relationship with the dancer had come to an end at the after party for the British reality series that introduced JoJo and Chris. I was dumped at the after party, Kath said, with Chris in the next room. Kath got dumped by JoJo. JoJo said, hey, they... Hey, them, it's over. Hey, you. I don't want to be with they anymore. See them later. I don't know. I've talked too much about this already. I don't care. I really don't care. But good for them, I guess. I mean, can you imagine if they release a sex tape next? Chris and Joelle gushing. Joelle seems like the type to have sex to her own music. I'm going to say that. We'll leave it at that. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, do you know who Billy Ray Cyrus is dating? This is going to blow your mind. I just found out. Billy Ray Cyrus is dating Elizabeth Hurley. Do you remember Elizabeth Hurley? I think she used to bang Hugh Grant. She's a British smoke show. She's been around forever. She was in Austin Powers, I think, and I don't know what else she's been in. To be honest, I don't know any. This is the mark of a true superstar. I don't think she was in a lot, Liz Hurley, but she has maintained being a household name for decades. I don't know anything that she's done. I can't tell you anything Liz Hurley has done. Was she in The Mummy? Let's look up Liz Hurley's. She's an actress, model. What was she in? Why is she so famous? Because I can't tell you any of her work other than Austin Powers. Yeah, she was in Austin Powers. She was in Bedazzled. I mean, I was thinking The Mummy because Brendan Fraser's in it. Yeah, she was in a 2000 film called Bedazzled. So 25 years ago, she was in a film that went straight to DVD, straight to VHS. She doesn't have anything crazy. Four Weddings and a Funeral. Oh, no, she wasn't in that. She just accompanied Hugh Grant to the London premiere of it. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Liz Hurley has done nothing, and she's maintained her relevance somehow. Like, I still know her name from the 90s. Anyway, she's way too beautiful to be dating Billy Ray Cyrus. It's a fucking appalling. There's a picture of them on the red carpet. I mean, it is giving the opposite of Lana Del Rey and her gator husband, where it's like Liz Hurley is Lana. I guess it's the same fucking thing. It's not even opposite. Liz Hurley is Lana Del Rey, and she's schlepping around this weird redneck who looks like he's on fentanyl and meth, like he's speedballing at all times. I mean, Lana, this is like looking into Lana's future if she wants to know what it looks like. It's this. It's just like, it's like Liz Hurley and like a shadow of a man just following her around. I didn't know that they were together. I don't even know how they got together. And then there's another photo of Billy Ray, who again looks like a sleep demon. He looks like a sleep paralysis demon in this photo. And then you have Liz Hurley, because he's in all black. He's in like a weird hat. He's just very scary looking. And then you have Liz Hurley, who's in all pink, and she looks beautiful for being 90. And then her son is next to her, and he's he's really pretty looking because he's Liz Hurley's son. He's got long hair. He's in a red suit. He looks like a gay devil. A gavel. He looks like a gay devil. It's a weird fucking Matt. And oh, by the way, his name's Damien. Yeah. He's Satan. It's a weird match. I don't know what happened here. Is this going to tell us a story, TMZ? Let's see. Did they meet? Dude, these photos are fucking nuts. You got to just Google these photos. Billy Ray is landing Liz Hurley. His last ex was a fucking like 12-year-old named Sunshine. I don't know how the fuck he got up to Liz Hurley. Where did they even meet? How did their paths cross? I thought Liz Hurley was hanging out in Britain. I mean, what? Did they meet at a Buc-ee's off the highway in Indiana? How did this happen? They went Instagram official on Easter. It's fucking weird. I don't like it. It's very odd. It's giving SEC couple. You know, when it's a hot blonde, she's looking pretty, and then her ugly fucking boyfriend, where you're like, is it money? Why are you with him? I'm trying to see how they met. Yeah, oh, she dated Steve Bing, too, took his life. That's crazy. Oh, Damien is their son. I see. Damien is Steve Bing's son. Yeah, he killed himself. He had some nefarious dealings and took his life. Or he was killed. I'm not really sure. How did they meet? How did Billy Ray... Do you think I'll have an answer for this? The first thing. How did they meet? They first met on the set of the 2022 movie Christmas in Paradise. Okay. So I guess he got a divorce and she reached out and was like, remember that film we shot, Christmas in Paradise? The one for Hallmark, yes. I couldn't stop thinking about your lovely lips there, Billy. And I hear that you're single now. You've vanished your sunshine wife. Oh, I'd love to take you up on a cup of hot tea and some beans on toast. And I'd like to root around there. I know I'm saying a lot of Australian accents. I'm doing a lot of Australian lingo with my British accent, but it's not supposed to be accurate. She's talking to Billy Ray Cyrus. It can be whatever I want. I'd love to spread some beans on toast and root around there, Billy. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, Liz Hurley. You fucking model bitch. I want to take you and your Satan son out to dinner at the hottest fucking Applebee's I can find. You like Texas Roadhouse, motherfucker? Let's go, Liz Hurley. I'm going to show you the biggest fucking meth smoke cloud you've ever seen in your life. You want to make meth? Let me show you. I almost banged my daughter, but she wouldn't let me. Very weird pairing. Not a fan. And I'm very sorry to the British and Southern communities for butchering accents, but, you know. I'm not an impressionist. This is just me. The last thing I want to talk about is Britney Spears smoking on an airplane.
Whoa. Holy shit. You mean to tell me this airplane is no smoking allowed? Oh, whoa, girl. How did I miss that sign?
Britney Spears was caught smoking on a plane. Hey, she's riding planes. I'm happy she's getting out. Where is she flying, huh? Do you think somebody just built a plane set in her living room? Where's she going? Dude, she's on something. I hate to say it. Again, this is another child star who's been left behind by the industry. If you go to this post that you made on Instagram regarding this incident where she was on an airplane and her friend... convinced her. Okay, she was on an airplane, a charter jet from Mexico, probably going back home. A friend told her that she could smoke on the plane. She lit up a cigarette and then got yelled at. Yeah, because it's fucking... When could you smoke on a plane, Britney? In the 70s? You were, like, not even alive. What is going on? But the most alarming thing is she posted a picture of her on the airplane, and then she posted a story time about her getting caught smoking on the plane, and it is the most meth-induced rambling caption. It could just be mental illness, but I don't know. This just screams like crazy meth mama. There's no punctuation. It's a complete run-on sentence of the incident that happened. It's a giant paragraph. There's maybe some weird emojis, a lot of exclamation points. You know, people on meth love to add in 14 exclamation points to a sentence that doesn't require any. You know, they love that. That's the most shocking thing about this. Like, oh, Britney Spears, you know, she's been so, what is it? She's been so coddled, maybe. She doesn't really know how planes work or what's allowed, what's not allowed. She can do whatever she wants. She's Britney fucking Spears for most of her life. She hasn't heard the word no. Not that she's a spoiled brat about it, but I'm just saying that talk about Bieber having yes, man. Britney had a lot of yes, man until her conservatorship. She could do whatever she wanted. So maybe she doesn't understand you can't smoke on a plane. I can see that. She's also, she's living in the past. I mean, you know, her makeup is from 1999, the heavy eyeliner. It's whatever. I love Britney forever, but I don't even know what version of Britney this is. But it's just the caption is completely manic and scary. It's fucking crazy. You can't even, I read the whole thing and I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ. I feel like I need to go out and have a cigarette now. Let me read this to you. She also claimed she tried vodka for the first time ever during the flight. So we know that she's not all there. Okay, I'm going to tell you how this reads. And I'm going to tell you the exclamation points. And you can tally up how many exclamation points are used. This is her actual caption.
Me yesterday, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. It's actually incredibly funny. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Some planes I've been on, you can't smoke, mostly, but this one was different because the drink holders were outside of seat. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Confession, it was my first time drinking vodka. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I swear I felt so smart. Emoji, 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 emoji. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I was like, wow, what the heck is in there? Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I felt so clear and smart. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And said, I want a cigarette so bad. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. My friend put it in my mouth.
I lost my spot.
My friend put it in my mouth and lit, fire emoji, it up for me. So I was like, oh, so this is a plane where you can smoke? Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I do so apologize to anyone I offended, but the flight attendants always make sure I'm way at the back of the plane anyways. Shrug emoji, shrug emoji, shrug emoji. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I thought officials greeted me as support, and I was like, wow, I feel special. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I've never been to an international airport. Laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Am I famous or something? Question mark, question mark, question mark. The flight attendant called officials because I smoked a cigarette. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And embarrassed me, which, geez, I thought was kind of much, but she didn't like me in the moment I got on plane. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Nobody was on the plane for the first 20 minutes. She wouldn't even let me get out of my seat. I wanted to stand up. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. She acted so weird about making sure I sat down, and it was weird. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I didn't like the way she put the seatbelt on me and invaded my space. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Oh, well, you guys, like my flower choker? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Be Tiny is coming soon, and that's something we have added. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. It's honestly adorable. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
That was the entire caption. I shit you not. I shit you not. Does that sound like a sane person to you? Pray for Britney. Maybe Britney and Bieber need to go save themselves. I mean, that, I love Britney Spears to death, but that was insane to read. And then I just spoke it out loud for the first time, and I don't feel well. I got to go lay my head down. Thank you so much for listening. Exclamation point. I won't do it again. I know that must have been so annoying to hear, but imagine me reading it. My brain hurts. Westchester, Pennsylvania. I am at the Uptown Theater this Friday. Come on out, 7:30 p.m. It'll be a fun time. Upcoming cities. Let me just tell you where I'm at. Can I just tell you where I'm at in June, and then I'll do a faster run of all the cities I'm in. Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm at the Helium Comedy Club June 5th. June 11th, I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. June 12th, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky at Louisville Comedy Club. June 14th, I'm at City Winery in Nashville, Tennessee. June 27th, June 28th, I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Comedy Corner Underground. In Eau Claire, Wisconsin on June 29th at the Plus. And then coming up, I am in Denver, Colorado Springs, Spokane, Washington, Salt Lake City, Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, Batavia, Illinois, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, Eugene, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Boca Raton, Florida, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Missouri, Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, and Portland, Maine. Come out to a comedy show. Have a fun time. Tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. Cop some of this merch. It's good fucking merch. I swear to God, it's good quality. You look cool wearing it. On the back, it says, "All right, see ya." That's my little tagline for everything, with a skeleton that looks like me. You can't get any better than that. Merch is at heathershawcomedy.com, along with all show tickets. Join the Patreon if you want extra bonus episodes of this podcast every single week. Like clockwork, baby. Patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. Until next week, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. All right, see ya.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.